Hey guys, Property Search, think Ladfish. So today is, I want to wait for the market to recover, okay? Guys, I'm Brett Legerwood and this is Property Rant. So, it's great. I want to wait for the market to recover. So part of this says to me, you know, you're a procrastinator, all right? Because the reality is, in my experience, and we're talking over two decades of dealing with clients and hearing this same excuse, that you want to wait until the market comes back around. Well, the reality is, it's not going to, because you'll always, if you are a procrastinator, you'll continue to hold on to that and you'll always find an excuse how not to invest or why not to invest. And my challenge to you, if that is you and you've been waiting around for more than probably, you know, 2 years most definitely, okay? But I often say, you know, I ought to have a 3 month procrastination rule, which basically says, if you're sitting here watching this video, you're obviously interested in property investment. If in 3 months' time you haven't found an investment, then you are procrastinating and you need to kick up the ass, okay? And I mean that with the greatest respect, okay? Because what we don't want is you to be sitting around and missing the market all the time. You know, the market is not just one ship that sails between here and there, okay? There are multiple ships leaving, and so you need to get onto one. And that means, you know, choose your strategy, get educated, know the rules of the game, all this sort of stuff. Yeah, and look, you know, coming back to the essential question, okay, is that you want to wait for the market to recover. Look, there is a certain stage in the market where you can go, you know what, I'm just going to back out of it. I'm going to wait until it's a bit clearer, because there is a level of uncertainty at certain stages in the market. All right, but let me explain to you. There is that all the time in the market. And what I find is those people who, when there's the most amount of uncertainty or fear, yeah, they're the people that jump in then, and not just jump in sillily, but jump in with a strategy, rules of the game, blah, 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 all that sort of stuff, okay? They're the people that make money. But you won't hear about that, because they were bought here, and you won't start hearing about it until the market's here, and they've made their money, okay? And this is when you start hearing it in the newspapers and the media. It's already done, yeah? You're too late. You want to get in, you know, be greedy when others are fearful and fearful when others are greedy, all right? You know, what I call zigzag strategy, yeah? You know, if everyone's zigging, you zag, yeah? These aren't just, you know, made up terms. This is real life investment strategy. You know, this is what you should be doing. Now, if you don't understand it, get educated. Get it explained to you. Sit down with one of the team and say, right, what does Brett mean by this? Explain to me in detail. Take 5 hours if you need to get it fully explained and get 100% certainty. And then dip your toe in the water. Yeah? This is not, a, you know, this is a marathon. It's not, you know, a sprint. And the people that sprint at this, some of them turn out pretty well. Some of them work out pretty well. And the problem is, they're the people that oftentimes run away and shout from the hills. Everyone looks and goes, yeah, they made it, you know? But actually, you know what I find? It's the people that do it over and over and over again and run this game like a marathon that make the big money long term, you know, rather than being the gambler who just happened to have that one big payoff. All right, guys, have a great day. Live with passion.